I'm a second generation Indian American. My family is from South India. Both my parents emigrated like just a couple years before I was born. And I was born in California, but I've lived in different parts of the United States. So I grew up most of the time in the Midwest. So I definitely had the typical being one of the few minorities in my high school experience, which I think made me, at least back then, made me feel more connected to the world and more interested in what's happening in different areas, which kind of led to being a journalist over a much, much longer term path. Since a lot of the stuff I work about, focus on is like social justice issues. I definitely feel like there's this idea like Asians are like we're not the minority that's causing a problem in America. And we kind of get stereotyped in that way, like, oh, they're good. All these other minorities like blacks and Latinos need to be more like Asians. But it's really like, I think it's an unfair judgment. First of all, like from my perspective, a lot of Asian Americans, Indian Americans come from very much more privileged backgrounds in their home countries. Like I read somewhere that 75% of Indian Americans have parents who have like a bachelor's degree or a master's degree, versus for Latinos, it's much, much lower. So there's a very unfair kind of juxtaposition of these two minority groups. Secondly, like being in the Bay Area, I find that everyone assumes here that I work in technology or that I work in IT or that I must make a lot of money just because of my ethnicity. And when I tell them, no, I'm actually a poor freelance journalist, I feel like it is like an extra barrier I have to break to like prove myself. Well, the example that comes up most, like when I was working in Southeast Asia last year, I noticed that like when I would go to meet with like NGOs or meet with people, they would not give me the same sort of like grand reception they would if I was like a white person coming into the office, where they would like prepare and be like, oh, this important foreigner is coming. And I wouldn't get the same foreigner treatment as they would, which was a negative. And in some ways, I actually saw it as a positive too, because it gave me access to like more personal information that they would never give to someone they saw as a complete foreigner. So having like middle ground, I was able to kind of turn it into a way to make it my advantage, but it was frustrating because it meant that I would have to wait. I wouldn't get the same sort of like time as other people would. I might not have access to the same people that the other people might get. I've seen that. I don't know, I've always been, in most of my workplaces, I'm like often the only Asian and often like one of the few males. So I feel like I'm always feeling this double minority situation. So I don't know what, it's hard for me to tell what is discrimination, what is just how people are treating me.
Do you think there are characteristics that unite you and maybe a Chinese American journalist or a Vietnamese American mm-hmm. journalist, even though they're not necessarily from India like your family is? What are some things that you think would unite the two of you if you were stuck in a room together?
Well, I think we would have had a lot of similar experiences. There was, at the film screening yesterday, the CAM had a film screening. The person, I think she was Korean-American, but she grew up in Missouri, so not far from where I grew up. And our experience was very similar. Like, going to high school, she talked about food and just thinking about like how food, the food we want to show our friends we're eating is different than the food we hide in the back of our house. So I think there's a lot of these like common cultural experiences coming from, you know, I think the concept of Asia to me is like, it's a very broad concept, but there is, we're kind of Asian Americans, we're connected by our common kind of minority Asian American experience, but I think we're also connected through like this common cultural sphere historically in Asia. So like when I go to, as an Asian American, when I go to like China, or when I go to Korea, I do feel like there's some threads of my background from India, or Indian, being an Indian American, that does allow me to like kind of understand how things function in these other societies that on the surface seem very different. But at some level, they have a common connection. Whether it's religion, where it's like spirituality, where it's just like how people observe things in the home, like taking off shoes, or the cuisine they eat, and how they present the food to guests. I see a lot of similarities, and I think I can kind of, it gives me an advantage to be able to kind of connect with people on a more cultural level. For journalists, I think I found AAJ like in Asia to be really helpful because it connected me to other people that could, were willing to, just like having that network, be able to understand like coming from America, but having this kind of like double identity, being Asian American in Asia is like another layer of complexity. And I think having other people that can understand that double, that really, really was useful to like be able to build connections and meet people and work out there.
And just so I have it as background, How many times have you traveled to Southeast Asia to report? In what countries?
Yeah, so I was based in Indonesia most of last year. So I was in Jakarta. I was traveling. I've been almost every country in Asia at some point, whether for work or whether for pleasure. I've done most of my reporting about Indonesia, Malaysia, Singapore, a little bit in Hong Kong. I think that's all, yeah, reporting wise.
Would you say that Asian American journalists are united?
I don't know, we're very diverse. When I'm here, I'm meeting people that are doing like fashion and they're doing like film and things that I don't know anything about. So it's interesting to like hear about their experiences, but it's hard for me when I talk with them. I don't feel like I have, our issues are very different, our kind of contexts are very different, which is fine. I think it's good to bring people from different backgrounds together because there's a lot we can learn. And it's interesting we have diversity of backgrounds from where we're from is ethnically and diversity of kind of where we work and where we work both physically in offices, freelancers, media agencies, but also like geographically, people from all around the world.
How do you think AAJA compares as far as the issue of like cohesiveness or like united group to NABJ or NAHJ or some other professional ethnic organization?
I don't know much about the other ones, so I don't know if I can answer. I don't know if I can give a good comparative answer. This is the only journalist association I'm a member of right now.
Okay, great. I think those are all the questions I have. I really appreciate your help.
Yeah, no problem. Are you going to make a podcast with this? Or?
Yeah, I'm going to do just like an audio slideshow. So I'm going to ask if I can get a picture of you too, if that's okay.